USA Radio News.
At least 42 migrants have been found dead in a tractor trailer in southwest San Antonio, Texas. An additional 16 people were rushed to a nearby hospital in varying conditions after multiple police, fire trucks, and ambulance responded to the scene. The San Antonio Fire Department has stated that this was, quote, an active and ongoing incident, with the investigation being led by Homeland Security Investigations. House January 6th committee has announced a last-minute hearing to be held Tuesday. The committee says that it plans to present recently obtained evidence and receive witness testimony. The move comes days after the committee said it would not be holding any more hearings until July. The House is currently in the middle of a two-week recess. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Remain in Mexico policy will be ending.
The Supreme Court of the United States on Thursday says the Remain in Mexico policy can be allowed to end. The Trump administration program was designed to restrict immigration at the southern border, formerly known as the Migrant Protection Protocols. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The family of an 11-year-old boy who died on a water ride at an Iowa amusement park a year ago filed a wrongful death suit in the state court Thursday, alleging the park failed to properly maintain and repair its rides. The then family of six were on the Raging River ride at the park when the raft carrying all six family members flipped. The lawsuit claims the park continued to operate on the day of the accident despite reports of serious problems. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense. A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox, on this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
A judge has denied Brian Laundrie's parents' request to toss his girlfriend Gabby Petito's parents' lawsuit against them out, calling Laundrie's parents' actions callous and crude. Petito's parents are seeking at least $30,000 in damages for mental stress caused by the Laundries. The lawsuit alleges that Christopher and Roberta Laundrie helped Brian cover up Gabby's murder and were scheming to help him flee the country. The Petitos also claim the Laundries went on vacation with Brian instead of helping them find their then-missing daughter. While the Laundries argued that they had no obligations to divulge information, the judge said that their actions went far beyond simply choosing to stay silent. 4th of July travelers will have some relief at the pump, although gas prices are still at levels never before seen for the holiday weekend. The national average for a gallon of gas is $4.86, according to AAA. That is 26 cents more than Memorial Day weekend prices, but it reflects a decline in prices in recent weeks. Gas prices peaked when the all-time record was reached on June 14th. At $5.01 a gallon. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.